whenever we need it.
Get access to high-quality care through the largest network of doctors and hospitals in Michigan, plus health plan choices that are flexible for coverage that changes when life changes.
Now that we have Blue Cross, health coverage is the last thing on my mind.
A card from the Blues. More people carry it, more doctors and hospitals accept it, and more moms and dads prefer it. It's coverage that's simply amazing. To learn more, go to bcbsm.com. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Listen up, everybody. If you've been injured, call 1-800-CALL-SAM. Put the Bernstein Advantage to work for you today. Best call you'll ever make. 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Lions game day continues now on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Brought to you by Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. And by the Sam Bernstein Law Firm. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM.
From the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, here's Matt Derry.
Halftime at Ford Field. Lions trail the Falcons 21-6. Turnovers really hurting the guys in Honolulu blue and silver again. Today's home game brought to you by Xfinity Home from Comcast. Helps you stay connected to your home and family anytime, anywhere. Let's get to the first half highlights. Detroit with the first meaningful drive of the first quarter after a pair of punts. Matthew Stafford looking for the game's best wide receiver early, and he delivers.
Stafford with it. Back, sets, throws, got it complete. Caught by Calvin, right sideline, 35. Calvin, 40. Calvin into Falcon territory. Slips a tackle, gets inside the 35, and down to the 33-yard line. Megatron goes. That is a 49-yard gain, and with that, Calvin Johnson passes Herman Moore for the number one season in Lions history in terms of yards receiving in a single year. Herman Moore on the sideline being shown on the big screen, giving a thumbs up.
Record-setting catch for Calvin, but on the very next play, Michael LeSueur fumbles. Falcons recover and the drive stalls. Falcons get it. Matt Ryan to Roddy White for 16 yards, then Matty Ice throws a home run ball.
Falcons from just inside the line, 45. Ryan wants the throw off play action. Deep right side. Got White out there. Caught at the 10. Into the end zone. Touchdown Falcons. He beat Chris Houston on the play.
While White didn't practice all week with a sore knee, looked good there. 7-0 Falcons. Lions get the ball back. Get on the board. 11 plays, 58 yards. Jason Hansen, a 34-yard field goal. It was 7-3 Atlanta. In the second, Ryan stayed hot. 12 for his first 12, a buck 56 through the air, and again, he found Roddy White for six.
Ryan's got it. Looks right, comes back left again, setting up that receiver screen. Roddy White, and he's going to go. 15, 10, 5, end zone, touchdown. Big block by Tony Gonzalez. Keep banging on that door, and they finally kicked it in with that receiver screen.
9 plays, 80 yards, Atlanta up 14-3. Lions again with the ball, and again turned it over. Stafford to Calvin. He fumbles. Falcons go hurry up. And Ryan in his comfort zone now.
Jaquizz Rodgers to his left. Ryan sets deep in the pocket, throws right side, wants Julio Jones. Got him. Did he get both feet down? No signal yet. Officials are talking. Touchdown, Falcons.
They review it. It stands. Touchdown, Julio Jones. 21-3 Atlanta. Detroit goes hurry up to end the half. Jason Hansen again connecting on a 38-yard field goal after Calvin goes over 100 yards receiving for the eighth straight game, an NFL record. But at the break, the Falcons lead the Lions 21-6. We'll go around the NFL, get you an update on the Pistons as well. This is your home, Detroit Lions football.
The wait for great barbecue is over. The McRib sandwich is back at McDonald's. If you haven't tried it, let's take you through our barbecue basics.
Start with tender, juicy, real pork and a hint of Memphis-style smoke and seasoning.
Top it with crispy pickles and slivered onions for a touch of North Carolina tang.
All on a home-style bun, here for a limited time. More of that one-of-a-kind taste to love. So what are you waiting for? And right now, when you buy an amazing McRib extra value meal, you get another tender, juicy barbecue McRib for only a dollar. Price and participation may vary.
They say, giving you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, terms and conditions apply.
I was on my own, self-employed without any health coverage.
There's a lot in life that you need to figure out. Thankfully, figuring out health coverage doesn't have to be one of them.
I wasn't exactly sure where to turn. Health insurance is kind of confusing. I contacted Blue Cross and they helped me out. It was actually pretty simple.
Whether you're self-employed, in between jobs, or in school, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network can help you figure out an individual health plan that's perfect for you.
Now I'm covered, my family's covered, it's all good.
The Blues give you the choice of affordable and flexible individual health plans that will fit your needs at every stage of life.
If things change for me, my coverage will too.
To talk to a Blue Cross health plan advisor, just call 1-877-549-2583. Or to learn more, just go online to bcbsm.com/myblue. Individual health plans have never been easier, especially with Blue Cross. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
ABC Warehouse beats all deals on the top five brands of HD TVs. This week, get an LG 60-inch 1080p HD TV for just $9.99 or less. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
Matt Derry back in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. Halftime, Atlanta leads the Lions 21-6. Matt Ryan has thrown three first half touchdown passes. Around the NFL tomorrow, Green Bay, they've won the NFC North, entertaining Tennessee at 1 o'clock. Packers still want home field throughout the playoffs, but if Atlanta holds on tonight, best the Packers can do is a 2-seed. Very good ball game tomorrow in Pittsburgh. Bengals at 8-6, Steelers at 7-7. Bengals win, they go to the postseason. Steelers win, and they get two more victories, one more tomorrow and one the next week at 9-7. They would make the wild card spot, a second wild card in the AFC. And, of course, a big one tomorrow for the Bears. They need help. Two wins and help as they're at the Cardinals for a 4:25 start. Giants at the Ravens tomorrow at 4:25. We'll be back after this. This is your home, Detroit Lions football.
The Huron Valley Schools began using the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team to help save money for the school district. Here's Kim Root from Huron Valley Schools talking about how much they saved.
Consumers Energy Business Solutions actually saved us $34,000 in the current school year. And what that $34,000 actually translates into is approximately 34 computers, or enough to equip an entire computer lab. That could also translate into 283 textbooks. Or we can look at it as 113,000 breakfasts for kids who don't get breakfast at home before they come to school.
How long have you had the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team with you?
We're actually 3 years into the program. We were able to sort of lay out a timeline for tackling projects that would save us money over time. Actually, working with the team has been incredibly easy.
Whether your business is large or small, the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team offers rebates for installing energy-efficient equipment. Call 877-607-0 737 or visit consumersenergy.com.
Tales are told about a mighty maple tree. It's been struck by lightning so many times, Mother Nature's given up. Every night it charms the stars into new constellations, and it's dulled the blade of every lumberjack foolish enough to try. When we look for inspiration to craft a new whiskey, we found more than just flavor. We found character. Introducing Crown Royal Maple. Whiskey started, maple finished. Crown Royal Maple Flavored Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2012, The Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut. Please drink responsibly.
Buddy's Pizza invites you to give the gift of square taste with Buddy's gift cards. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a free 4-square cheese pizza with one topping. Visit buddyspizza.com and order today.
Back in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, Matt Derry with you. Halftime, Falcons 21, Lions 6. Update from Washington. Pistons have beaten the Wizards tonight, 96-87. Charlie Villanueva with 19. So Detroit wins back-to-back games over Washington. Our look ahead to the second half brought to you by Pink Lemonade 5-Hour Energy. From now until December 31st, benefiting the Avon Foundation for Women Breast Cancer Crusade. Look ahead to the second half. Simple. Lions have to take care of the football. Last six quarters after turnovers, they've given up 42 points. They trail the Falcons 21-6 at the half. We'll send it back to Ford Field after this on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
You know you should do it, and you know why. Exercising is absolutely critical for staying healthy. So why does it seem so hard to get yourself moving? You have to develop the right mindset to get and stay motivated. Stop thinking of it as exercise. Do something you enjoy, like walking the dog. Just think of yourself as someone who exercises, and eventually that becomes your identity.
This healthy tip is brought to you by Health Plus, the right plan for a healthier you. Check them out at healthplusdifference.org.
When I was a student at the University of Toledo, I had an internship and was involved in a marketing club. I learned all about being a leader, working on a team, and managing my own projects. I had always thought it would be really cool to work in the auto industry because my grandpa worked for Ford. So when I graduated and interviewed with the company, I knew it was my UT experience that helped me land the position. I'm Amanda, and UT turned my dream into a job.
Learn more about the University of Toledo during our fall campus preview days, going on now.
Tired sucks, but breast cancer can be devastating. That's why 5-Hour Energy is joining the battle against this dread disease. From now until December 31st, a portion of each sale of new pink lemonade 5-Hour Energy will be donated to the Avon Foundation for Women Breast Cancer Crusade. New pink lemonade 5-Hour Energy. Get the alert, energized feeling you need and support a great cause. Go to 5hourenergy.com for more information.
Drive through McDonald's today and grab a small premium roast coffee for just $1 all day, every day. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Back in a 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, Falcons are 30 minutes away from home field throughout the NFC playoffs. They lead the Lions 21-6. We send it back to Ford Field. Dan Miller, Jim Brandstatter, Tony Ortiz.
Yeah, good point on that, Deez. And one thing the Falcons are thinking about, too, is if they get that home field advantage, they will not play an outdoor game the rest of the way. So as long as they go, they would be playing indoors. And they were trying to wrap that up tonight. And the Lions have pretty much gift-wrapped it for them through 30 minutes. A couple of turnovers have resulted in Falcon touchdowns. A fumble by Michael LaShore, a fumble by Calvin Johnson. Matt Ryan's been very sharp, 15 out of 16, 184 yards, three touchdowns, quarterback rating 154.2. Matthew Stafford has not been bad, 15 out of 19, 183. No touchdowns, no picks, 106.8 quarterback rating, but you just can't turn it over, and they did it twice in Falcon territory.
So let's look at the positive and glass half full. What do you think?
Right now?
Yeah.
You got 30 minutes left. That's what's half. That's the glass half full. Based on the way they've played?
I agree, but you put together
your last possession. 30 minutes.
Listen to me, okay? You're just not in the holiday spirit.
No. I'm not saying anything bad. You're asking me for the positive.
I'm looking for the positive.
The
last possession they had, they moved the ball inside of a minute and got a field goal and scored out of it. Now, that's the one thing positive you can take. Two, you can say, okay, look, we gave them 14. We just can't make our own mistakes and kill ourselves. That's the message that you've got to have if you're a Lion.
Rodgers will take the kickoff by Hansen. 5 yards deep, he'll come out to the 5, to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. And tackled from behind at the 21-yard line. And a good thing Don Carey made that tackle because there was nothing but daylight ahead of Jaquizz Rodgers. Well, there we go. Lions need a big second half. Down 21-6. Falcons have it. First down and 10 from their own 21-yard line. Third quarter brought to you by McDonald's. Drive through and pick up $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards and enjoy a free Medium McCafe drink for yourself.
That was well read.
Thank you.
Because Medium McCafe drink can be tough. Good job.
Medium McCafe drink. Here we go. Ryan up under center, offset eye behind him. Second back through is Turner. Turner slips a tackle in the backfield. Gets out to the 25, picks up 4. It'll be second down and 6.
He's a shifty bowling ball, though, isn't he?
Got a forward lean to him, and
he just
finds a hole and gets positive yardage.
For a guy that size, 5'10", about 250, he's got really nifty feet. I mean, that's what makes Turner a good back in this league because he's got real good feet, able to stop quickly with all that size and very low center of gravity.
7 carries, 20 yards tonight. He has run for a touchdown in each of his last 5 games coming into this evening. And he gets the ball there, and that time he gets taken down. Ndamukong Suh broke through the line and dropped them for a loss back at the 20. That's a loss of 5 on the play.
One thing a low center of gravity isn't going to help you with is when number 90, Ndamukong Suh, engulfs you.
He is something else.
He is a strong, strong player.
He's got 4 tackles tonight, half a sack. Lions defense needs a stop here. 3rd down and 11.
What?
Falcons from their own 20. Ryan out of the gun, drifting back, sets and throws left side, wants Roddy White, and just throws it away. Incomplete. Good coverage by Jonte Green, and pressure coming on Ryan that time. Carry on the blitz. Forced Ryan to just throw that away.
Well, now, Dan, there's your question in the beginning of the game. Do you blitz? Do you roll the dice? Do you throw caution to the wind and leave a secondary that's depleted on an island. In that instance, Gunther Cunningham chose to do it, and it worked because Ryan had to bail out of the pocket, threw off his back foot, inaccurate, to a man-to-man cover guy, and the Lions get the ball back.
Bosher to punt. Logan back deep. Bosher sends it to his right. Logan to his left. It will land out of bounds. Question, where did it cross? The official will say at the 40-yard line, so that's where the Lions will take over. It's a 40-yard punt. Lions down 21-6, 13:35 to go in the third. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and EPA estimated 16 city, 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid versus comparable competitive engines. EcoBoost versus 2013 GM 5.3 liter Ram and Toyota 5.7 liter and Nissan 5.6 liter V8 engines. Don't drink and drive.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Here's Bernstein Advantage number two, tough, smart lawyers. When you call 1-800-CALL-SAM, you get tough, smart lawyers who fight and win for their clients. These guys just don't quit. They never back down. And believe me, they know what they're doing. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number two, tough, smart lawyers. And get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM. Call Sam.
Free services at every Auto Value Parts store. Free testing, free recycling, free installations. Go to autoparts2020.com for more info. Service is the difference.
We get it.
Today's Bell Tire second half touchdown contestant is Jason Rode from Midland. Lions have it, first and 10 from their own 40-yard line. Good luck to Jason. Lions have yet to score a touchdown tonight. I'd say they're due, Jason. That would work out well for you. Here we go. Matthew Stafford breaks the huddle, brings him to the line. Two receivers right, one left. LeSure the lone back. Stafford up under center. He takes play action fake. Rolls right. Looks. Throws. Got a complete. Heller with it. 45, 50. Falcon territory. And down at the 48-yard line. Steven Nicholas, outside linebacker with the tackle, but that's a 12-yard gain and a first down.
Well, that's that naked bootleg again, and the running fake to LeSure held the defensive end down inside, allowed Stafford to roll right. He had time to look deep, and that's where Calvin Johnson was, but they again had covered him, so he comes off to his shallow receiver, Heller, for a good gain on first down.
Ronnie Reef checks in. Lions go with their jumbo package. Stafford out of the gun on first and 10. They scrimmage from the Falcon 48. Stafford inside handoff. LeSure, not much. Got to the 47 for a gain of one. It'll be second and 9. John Abraham with the tackle for Atlanta. Brandy, what are you seeing from that running game tonight?
Well, I see the fact that right now they're having trouble blocking the defensive ends. That time, Backus let Abraham cross his face. And you can't let, as a backside tackle, that defensive end make the tackle on your guy running right if you're the left tackle. And I see them having trouble with the defensive ends, but I see them doing a pretty good job in the interior.
LeSure, 7 carries, 15 yards. Second and 9 for the Lions. Offset eye behind Stafford. Might be a free play. Falcons were in early. John Abraham looked like he came in, number 55, off the right side.
Yeah, he caused Backus to jump.
Defense, number 55. 5-yard penalty, still second down.
Well, that's one where you wish they'd just let him play, let the play go. But if you get an unfair advantage for the defensive end, they're going to call that because they don't want the quarterback getting hit. Lions had one of those earlier, and Stafford made it work for a big play to Calvin Johnson. 5-yard penalty makes it second and 4. Lions the Falcon 42. They trail 21-6 here, 12 minutes to go, third quarter. Stafford out of the gun. Got two receivers left, one to the right. Stafford toss sweep right side. Gives it to LeSure. LeSure picking his way over the right side. Gets to the sideline inside the 35.
and down to the 33-yard line. Nice block out there by Riley Reiff, and Gosder Sherilis picks up 9 and a first down.
That's that pitch sweep that everybody got so mad about in the Indianapolis game. Same play, and this time you get the blocks on the edge. Reiff and Sherilis, and that gets a nice little space open outside, and that's where LeSure was able to get to.
First and 10 from the Falcon 33. Stafford out of the gun, LeSure to his right. Play clock down to 3, down to 2. They get it off. Stafford hands to LeSure. Gets down to the 31-yard line. Again, not much in that running game. Vance Walker and Corey Peters, two backup defensive tackles in there to stop him. They will spot the ball at the 31, gain of 3 on the play.
The one thing you've got to do, though, Dan, in that regard is, even if you're not making a lot, you're making 3 yards or whatever, the run is still featured, and that's what sets up run-action throws. Because if you're bleeding some yardage, that defense still has to be concerned about the run, and that will make the run fake a little bit more.
Second and 7 from the 30. Stafford wants to throw, does underneath, got it to Mike Thomas down to the 24-yard line. Going to be about 2 yards shy of the first down. And that'll bring up a third down, 5 on the play. Ball sitting right on the 25. They need to get to the 23.
And there's a play there that's really right out of the Atlanta playbook, a check down, where you don't have whatever you want deep, but you've got a slot receiver that comes in and sits down in front of the linebackers at 5 to 7 yards. You just check it down to him for a decent game.
Lions 2 out of 6 on third down. Stafford out of the gun on 3rd and 2. The Lions down 21-6. Stafford looks, throws, complete. Calvin at the 15. Taken down from behind as he gets to the 12-yard line and very close to the 11. Dante Robinson with the tackle. Calvin gets the first down, picks up 14 more. This trip to the red zone brought to you by U.S. Park. $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park. Calvin now 7 catches, 131 yards. He is 51 shy of Jerry Rice's all-time record.
Key to that play is the release off the line of scrimmage. Calvin gets inside position. That's the whole story.
Lions first and 10 from the Falcon 11. Stafford's got it, wants to throw, looks left, now throws underneath, got it to LeSure, gets inside the 10, down to the 9-yard line. That's a gain of 2 or 3 on the play. It'll depend upon the spot. Given 2 on the play, it'll be 2nd and 8.
See, I like the fact they've utilized LeSure as a receiver. They've utilized Mike Thomas. Even we've seen as a running back, Stephon Logan in there. They're trying to spread things out, make some other people viable offensive candidates as opposed to Calvin.
Stafford 19 out of 3, 216 yards. 2nd down and 8. Lions at the Falcon 9. Stafford changing the play, barking out the signals to the left. They go inside handoff to LeSure. Tries the cutback lane to the left. Gets down to the 5. Picks up 4 on the play. Corey Peters takes him down. And now it is going to be 3rd and 4 from the 5-yard line. 8:20 to go, third quarter. Falcons up 21-6.
Now here's a play where you look and you see, how will they defend Calvin Johnson? Last week, Arizona put 2 guys out on him like he was a gunner on a punt.
Calvin goes to the left side. Dante Robinson goes with him. Got safety help over there as well. 3rd down, 4 for the Lions. Stafford's got it. Pocket holds, looks, throws, left side, complete, inside the 5, and down to the 1 goes Stephon Logan. Going to be very close to a first down, will depend on the spot. I think he's got it. I think it's going to be 1st and goal from there. Yep, 1st down, goal to go for the Lions from the 1.
And again, it's Logan who is coming out of there, and he's on a linebacker. That's a matchup you like. It's a check down. But again, Stafford has time, sees where he wants to go, sees the matchup, and Logan, coming from a running back position, has the linebacker on him, and he's able to get free and create separation.
10th play of the drive coming up. 1st and goal for the Lions from the Falcon 1. Stafford under center. Single back is LeSure. Stafford turns, gives to LeSure. Into the end zone, touchdown Detroit Lions.
For LeSure, that is his ninth touchdown of the season.
It's an impressive drive by that Lion offense.
Boy, did they need it. With an extra point, they can cut this Falcon lead to 8.
But they did it with everything, Dan. They ran the ball. They used Calvin. They used LeSure as a receiver. Logan as a receiver. Scheffler. I mean, everybody got involved, and that's what you got to do.
10 plays, 60 yards, 6:36 off the clock.
Can't be a one-trick pony.
Hansen for the extra point. Jason's got it, and it is now the Falcons 21 and the Lions 13. On that drive, Matthew Stafford, 5 out of 5 for 37 yards. The Lions are fighting their way back into this thing. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Our lowest offer of the year is ending soon. Right now, for a limited time only, you can get Xfinity TV only from Comcast for just $10 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Get local programming and the most popular channels. Watch hit shows like The Biggest Loser, Revenge, and live sports, all with crystal clear picture and sound. Call 1-800-XFINITY and get TV starting at just $10 a month for a whole year. Or ask about our other TV packages and get access to on-demand, on TV, and streaming online. Start an on-demand show in one room and finish it in another. Plus, Xfinity offers tons of HD movies and shows and premium channels like HBO and Showtime. So don't wait. Get Xfinity TV starting at just $10 a month for 12 months. But hurry, this offer ends December 31st. Make tomorrow awesome and switch today. Call 1-800-XFINITY now and don't miss out on this great offer. Offer ends 12/31/12. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to limited basic TV service for new residential customers. Call for details.
I travel a couple times a week for business. My coworkers often ask me, how do you stay so relaxed and worry-free when you travel? I tell them it all starts with parking my car at US Park on Middle Belt Road. There's something to be said for being worry-free, you know, like a good home security system or a reliable car or your favorite restaurant. Well, US Park is my worry-free parking when I travel in and out of Metro Airport. It makes the rest of my travel so much easier, and for $8 a day, it makes for a worry-free budget as well.
US Park on Middle Belt Road. Click on us-park.com to get your $8 a day coupon.
We all know the Bernstein family of lawyers. I like them and I trust them. If you're injured, call 1-800-CALL-SAM. Get the Bernstein Advantage today. Best call you'll ever make.
By the way, Michael LeSure with that touchdown a moment ago. 9 on the season, most by a Lions player since James Stewart had 10 back in 2000 among running backs. Hansen set to kick it off. Rodgers back deep for Atlanta. 21-13, Falcons on top. Today's game brought to you by U.S. Park, official parking of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Here is the run-up and the kick by Hansen. Forces Rodgers to his right. Takes it on a hop, 5 yards deep. Takes a knee, touchback. Falcons will have it, first and 10 at their own 20. 6:59 to go in the third. 21-13, Atlanta on top. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flipping genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The new 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford tough.
68 presses, 53 machine centers, 22 lasers, 15 injection molding machines. Another reason the 3-Dimensional Services Group is the unbelievable prototyping company. Plastic or metal, they are the 24/7 rapid response supplier of functional prototypes and low-volume production parts. Call 800-959-0804 or log on to 3dimensional.com to put decades of experience in rapid tool design and advanced product development to work for you. Call 3D today at 800-959-0804.
1-800-CALL-SAM. Great family, tough, smart lawyers. That's the Bernstein Advantage. 1-800-CALL-SAM. the best call you'll ever make.
Falcons have it, first and 10 at their own 20. 6:59 to go, third quarter. Lions now down 8, 21-13. Matt Ryan breaks the huddle, brings him to the line. I formation behind him, turn to the deep back, Cox the up back. Ryan wants to throw, stepping up in the pocket, deep right side for Julio Jones. Well covered out there, and Jones is separated from the football. Don Carey, that is the way you play safety in the National Football League. It was good coverage by Houston, but even with that, Julio Jones had a chance to catch that, but Carey came over and hit him as the ball got there and separated him from the football.
Well, it's about speed and timing. You've got to be able, as a safety, when you've got deep outside, and you see your corner and man coverage, to get over there and help out, and Carey did.
Second and 10 now. Ryan up under center, single back Turner. Ryan going to throw, five-step drop, sets in the pocket, going to get hit, throws as he does. It is caught with a flag down in the secondary by Roddy White at the 34 for a first down. Terrific throw by Matt Ryan.
Holding Lions.
Normally, that's what you would see back there unless White pushed off. We will find out from Gene Steratore, but I give Ryan a lot of credit. He got drilled by Steven Tulloch on that
play.
There
are two fouls by the defense. Holding defense number 23, penalty is declined. Also holding defense number 36, that penalty is declined. The result of the play, first down.
They're going to make sure the Falcons didn't get anywhere that time.
And again, they go again. They go to the line of scrimmage, no huddle here. They're trying to take advantage if they can of a Lions substitution pattern.
Ryan will go empty out of the gun on first and 10 from their own 34. Falcons up by 8. Roddy White tonight, 5 catches, 120 yards, 2 scores. Ryan, long count, Lions show blitz. Here they come. Ryan's got it, sets, throws, got a man middle of the field. Incomplete, in and out of the hands of Julio Jones. Nice coverage by Jonte Green, and a good, again, good help from the safety that time.
But I think what you're seeing, though, and you saw it, Dan, Lions are bringing people. They're going to try to create problems. That time middle linebacker, Tulloch, came on a blitz, 5 guys, and they're going to roll the dice a little bit defensively, I think, to try to get pressure on Ryan.
It's a catchable ball for Julio Jones. I think he knew Lewis Delmas was bearing down on him that time. Second and 10 now. Falcons at their own 34. Ryan to throw. Right side. Threw it wide, but still caught by Roddy White. Terrific effort. Out to the 38-yard line. Gain of 4 on the play. It'll bring up 3rd and 6. Don Carey, pretty good coverage. He's got to credit Roddy White, who's a big guy.
Yep. Well,
6 feet tall, 211 pounds. Went out to make that catch.
I think, too, that you're seeing Ryan not as accurate a little bit this half. Lions coverage is a little tighter, and those windows aren't as big as Ryan saw in the first half.
Falcons 3 out of 6 on third down tonight. 3rd and 6 from their own 38. Cliff Averill was asking for noise. The crowd obliges him. Ryan out of the gun. He takes 4-man rush for the Lions. Ryan loads up, throws right side. Wants Jones, incomplete. That'll bring up 4th down, and the Falcons will have to punt it away.
And it's pressure again. Ryan threw the first pass to Roddy White for a touchdown. Perfect throw, but he feels pressure here, and I think it comes from Sue, who may get a hand on him, and he threw it a little early, threw it outside, and Julio Jones didn't have a chance at it.
Bosher to punt, Logan standing on the 18-yard line to our right. The Lions down 21-13. Bosher's got it. Good punt. Gets it to turn over. Logan calls for a fair catch at the 14 and makes it right there. That's where the Lions will have it. 5:21 to go in the third. 21-13, Falcons on top. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
The wait for great barbecue is over. The McRib sandwich is back at McDonald's. If you haven't tried it, let's take you through our barbecue basics.
Start with tender, juicy, real pork and a hint of Memphis-style smoke and seasoning.
Top it with crispy pickles and slivered onions for a touch of North Carolina tang.
All on a home-style bun, here for a limited time. More of that one-of-a-kind taste to love. So what are you waiting for? And right now, when you buy an amazing McRib Extra Value Meal, you get another
another tender, juicy barbecue McRib for only a dollar. Price and participation may vary.
They say, giving you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, terms and conditions apply.
Let the best take the stress out of holiday shopping. Lucido Fine Jewelry on Shaner and Sterling Heights or Main Street in downtown Rochester. Lucido has the best gifts to fit any budget. Lucido's lineup includes Hearts on Fire, David Yurman, Tacori, A. Jaffe, and watches from Tag Heuer, Breitling, and more. If you're not sure what you're looking for, Lucido's expert staff can help you every step of the way. Begin your quest for the best at LucidoFineJewelry.com. You want to play with the best? Shop with the best at Lucido Fine Jewelry. ABC Warehouse beats all deals on the top five brands of HD TVs. This week, get an LG 60-inch 1080p HD TV for just $9.99 or less. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
We said the Lions defense was going to have to stand up in the second half. So far, they've done that. First half, Matt Ryan, 15 out of 16, 184 yards. Second half, 2 out of 6 for 18 yards. Nice start. Lions down 21-13. They've got it back, first and 10 at their own 15. Calvin Johnson, by the way, tonight, 3 more catches of 20 yards or more. He's now got 35 on the year. That's 12 more than anybody else in the league. Lions go pistol on first down. Stafford in the gun. LeSure the deep back behind him. Stafford's got it, wants to throw. Looks right, does. Throws out there, got LeSure. Slips a tackle, gets to the 15, to the 20. And cartwheels his way along the sideline of the 22-yard line. Asante Samuel stops him after a 7-yard gain.
And that's what you like about LeSure, the fact that he got out there, and there was an unblocked man, and he was able to make him miss, the linebacker,
Stephen Nicholas.
And that's what you like from your running back. Make that first guy miss. Get something extra out of a play. Turn a 2-yarder into an 8-yarder.
Stafford, 21 out of 25, 227 yards. Second down and 3, Lions their own 22. They trail by 8. Stafford turns, gives to LeSure, running left, finds a hole to the 25, gets the first down. Across the 26 and close to the 27, Akeem Dent stops him after a 5-yard gain. The Lions offense gaining some traction here in the second half.
Now they're doing a nice job running ball. That time Steven Peterman comes over and does a nice job pulling and getting to the right man. His guy makes the tackle, but he's able to engage him enough so that LeSure's got enough room to get that first down.
Stephon Logan in, splits out wide to the left side. Lions go empty, Stafford out of the gun. 4-man Falcon front. Stafford's got it. With time, throws, got a complete Scheffler with it. Short gain as he's driven out of bounds by Dante Robinson at the 28-yard line. Nope, they'll move it up to the 29. Got 2 on the play. Second day. Today's game brought to you by McDonald's, brewing the official coffee of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Michael LeSure back in the game for the Lions. Riley Reiff in the game for the Lions as they go to their jumbo package. Second and 8. From their own 29, 3:40 to go in the third. They trail 21-13. Stafford's got it, gives to LeSure, looking for a cutback. Finds some room across the 30 to the 33. Got 4 on the play. It'll bring up 3rd and 4. Sean Weatherspoon makes the tackle for Atlanta.
Well, you get in these situations, you got Logan in the game again. And again, I think this is where you try to get a matchup. And if you're Stafford, you got to read it on the fly. If Logan lines up as a back, now he's coming out wide, so Stafford's going to be empty. But watch that crossing route. It's been what the Lions have used in these situations.
Calvin Johnson goes slot left, 3rd down 4 for the Lions. They scrimmage from their own 33.
Here come the Falcons.
Falcons don't have a deep safety back there. Stafford back in the pocket, Seth throws one. Calvin got him. Calvin at the 50, turning the corner. Calvin at the 45, and down to the Falcon 40-yard line he goes. They'll say he's down at the 41. That is a 26-yard gain as Calvin now goes across the 1,800-yard mark for the year.
Well, what you saw was there's no deep safety. Well, they came up, tried to show blitz, everybody up on the line of scrimmage, and then backed out. But when you back out, you're not seeing people in front of you. Calvin got a release from a tight slot and got into a hole right over the middle of the field, and Stafford hit him beautifully with it.
First and 10 Lions from the Falcon 41. Inside handoff goes to LeSure. Gets down to the 38-yard line and close to the 37. We'll check in with Tony Ortiz.
Dan and Jim, injury update from down here for Atlanta. Number 21, Chris Owens. He's the backup to Dante Robinson at cornerback. He has a hamstring injury. His return is questionable.
All right, Tony, thank you. Lions pick up three on first down. It'll be second and seven from there. Calvin Johnson now 25 yards shy of Jerry Rice's all-time record. He goes to the right side. Second down and seven from the Falcon 38. Stafford out of the gun, LeSure to his right. Stafford's got it, pumps right, comes back left, now throws right once. Calvin got him inside the 20, and Megatron down to the 18-yard line.
Wow, what a throw.
Asante Samuel with the tackle.
If you're not watching this, you can't see the football. This is how much gas Stafford puts on it. Man, that was a fastball. That was a Verlander heater.
Calvin picks up 20. He is now 5 yards shy of Jerry Rice's all-time record on the brink of history at Ford Field. Lions also hope they're on the brink of a touchdown that would draw them closer to the Falcons. They're down eight. Stafford's got it. Drifts back, looks, throws, got a complete. LeSure, one-handed grabs, inside the 15, bouncing off tackles inside the 10, and LeSure down to the 7-yard line.
Dan, don't think that these two possessions, long possessions, haven't got the Falcons a little bit gassed. Three guys missed LeSure on that play. That's the sign of a tired defense.
Trip to the red zone brought to you by U.S. Park, $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park. First and goal for the Lions from the 6. And the play clock down to 12, but the game clock is what the players are looking at. That's going to be the end of the third quarter. We will go to the fourth. The Lions down 8, but knocking on the door. Don't go away. 21-13 Falcons. Lions have it in a goal-to-go situation. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Ever notice there are two kinds of guys on a job site? You got the guys who talk about work, and you got the guys who own it. The talkers are leaning on their shovels asking how long until lunch. The guys who own the work are driving Ford Super Duty, the most capable pickup in America. See, running your mouth doesn't get the job done. Having the most towing, the most payload, and the best fuel economy does, which is why Super Duty is the truck the guys who do the hardest work depend on. It's number one in construction, ranching, farming, mining, landscaping, forestry, you name it. So put up or shut up, baby. This is the new 2013 Ford Super Duty, built Ford tough.
Best-in-class maximum payload, towing GVWR and GCWO when properly equipped. Fuel economy based on four-drive cycle test of comparably equipped 2011 and 2012 Ford and competitive models. Classes full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, GVWR versus 2012 and 13 competitors. Percentage based on Polk U.S. heavy-duty pickup and class 2 to 5 conventional chassis cab combined new registrations January 2011 through June 2012.
There are nearly 1,700 players in the NFL. There are over 2,000 reported injuries each season. And of the 32 physician groups that take care of these professional athletes, only one can be found in your neighborhood. The Henry Ford Medical Group. With over 1,000 doctors and researchers in more than 40 specialties, our physicians make up one of the leading group practices in the country and are proud to be the team physicians for the Detroit Lions. And whether you're injured on the gridiron or in the backyard, Henry Ford Medical Group physicians are experts at getting you back on your feet and in the game. So go where the pros go. Call 1-800-HENRY-FORD for an appointment or go to henryford.com. We're the Henry Ford Medical Group. When others can't, we can't.